You're listening to a download from North Sound One. Listen again.
Yet another big show arrives at His Majesty's Theatre, and yet another big star. Literally a big star. Matthew Kelly joins us.
You say that to all the boys. I bet you do, Norm.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks. A big show with a big star. Well, it's two-hander. It's only me and Claire Sweeney.
Yeah.
And it's Educating Rita. And it's a big show in that it's got big ideas, and it's very funny, and it's very moving.
It's been on the go since 1980. That's when it debuted, and it's never been at production
John,
since.
I saw the very first show.
Did you?
Of this with Julie Walters and Mark Kingston at the Donmar Warehouse. It was produced by the Royal Shakespeare Company. It was London's best kept secret. And that night, I sat with Willie Russell and his wife Annie, and you knew that you were going to watch something remarkable, and you did. And the minute it was over, you thought, oh, what is going to happen to this? It'll be a film, which indeed it was, with Michael Caine.
And Julie.
And Julie Walters, yeah. And I played the Michael Caine part, obviously, because Michael and I are so similar. And they always say, never, never watch somebody who's playing the part that you are about to play. I always watch them.
Do you?
Of course. I'm never going to play this part like Michael Caine.
But you see, Michael Caine, with all due respect to Michael Caine is famous because Michael Caine is Michael Caine in every single thing that he does.
Yeah, but he's also very good, so I get to nick all his best bits. Are you mad? What? Of course.
Alongside Claire Sweeney in this. For anyone that doesn't know Educating Rita, fill us in on the backstory.
Right, well, Rita is a woman who's stuck in Liverpool. She's a housewife, she works as a hairdresser, her husband wants her to have a baby, and she's stuck in this so-called class system. And she decides that she needs something else. She needs choice in her life. And so she knows, as we all know, education is the key to choice. And she goes to the Open University. She meets Frank, my character, who's a terrible, disappointed old drunk, really. He is inspired by her, she is inspired by him, and they grow to love each other, but not in love with each other. They love each other. It's a story of great love. It's an inspirational story. She goes into the ascendant, she becomes educated, and she's very thrilled with herself. She gets overexcited. He becomes detached from her in a way, because she starts to take off on her own and he starts to drink more. So as she's going up, he's going down. And it's terribly sad to watch the crossover. And then at the end, there is a most moving and uplifting scene that you will ever see in a play. It's a classic play. It's iconic. And in 32 years, it hasn't dated at all.
You're listening to a download from North Sound One. Listen again. Missed it first time? Catch up at northsoundone.com/listen again.
You've worked with the likes of Sarah McKellen and Waiting for Godot.
Yes. Now, there, you see, where I was on a tour with Sarah McKellen in Waiting for Godot in Australia. Right?
Yeah.
We did it in the West End, and then we went down to Australia, and we played the only other His Majesty's Theatre in the entire world. There are only two.
In Perth.
There's Aberdeen and there's Perth. And I know that you were twinned at one time. And it's, again, in Perth, it's the most beautiful theatre, and they loved their theatre there. And it was the most thrilling 2 weeks that I've ever spent in a theatre. It was fantastic. And I knew I was coming here, and I played here loads and loads of times, and I know the two theatres were twinned. In fact, I played here when the Donald Brothers ran the theatre.
Wow.
I played a pantomime here with the legendary George Duffus, who taught me how to do Scottish pantomimes.
That's going back a bit.
It wasn't that long ago.
Matthew, listen, thank you for coming in. Could you do me a favour and sign off the way that you used to in Game for a Laugh? Because this started an argument in the office the other day. We said we've got Matthew Kelly coming in, and none of us can state with absolute certainty whether we're right or not. So I thought I would ask.
I can't believe you're asking me this, and I'll tell you why. Because this caused...
Do you remember?
I do, yeah. And it caused so many rounds because it was me, Sarah Kennedy, Jeremy Beadle and Henry Kelly,
yeah.
Right? And I think I had the second one. And it was, and join us next week when we'll be watching you, watching us, watching... Oh, no, hang on. When right, no, I can do this. When you'll be watching us, watching you, watching... That's it. When you'll... Join us next week when you'll be watching us, watching you, watching us, watching you. Right, now, I think I had the second one. And Sarah Kennedy used to say, you don't know how to say that. You've got the wrong inflection on it. And I go, so I was watching you. What? Watching. You will be watching. I was watching you. You watching. Honestly, she drove me mad. And they all swore that they had invented it. I was the only one who didn't invent it. It had nothing to do with
it. You can barely remember.
And I can barely remember the thing. And I used to absolutely hate it. And now what have I got? Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be. Not only is it a catchphrase, it's got my name in it, and I'm the only one who can't use it. What is the point of that?
For the time being, Matthew Kelly stars alongside Claire Sweeney in Educating Rita at His Majesty's Theatre in Aberdeen until the weekend. Catch it while you can. Tickets are available at boxofficeaberdeen.com or by calling Aberdeen 641122. Matthew, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us. Brilliant.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound1.com/listenagain.